Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today we continue our study in which we've been engaged for some 4 or 5 times on the great threat of modernism to the cause of Christ in our world. We have noted the historical background both of the more moderate liberalism called modernism, and we've now just begun our study of radical liberalism or humanism. Those who are humanists deny the personal God of the Bible. They rather believe in some merely creative force, so-called, in nature, something that is physical, as it were. They hold that just as man evolved from lower forms of life, just so the doctrine which we find in the New Testament, that is, in the entire Bible, has evolved from more primitive forms of religious views. From their presses, the modernists pour forth books and pamphlets by the thousands, proclaiming that evolution has been scientifically established, that there is no such thing as finality, infallibility, or anything that is really absolute. They have cried in the past, and they continually cry presently, that there is no revealed norm of truth to which anyone has the slightest obligation to comply. It is their view that man should have confidence in no affirmation which is not derived from experience through the senses. They certainly do not regard any writings, any sort of documents, as being inspired or authoritative. Holding that the theory of evolution has been scientifically established, and that evolution implies relativity, they conclude that there is no absolute good, that all is relative, experience is the sole authority. Whereas, as a matter of fact, in the Bible, according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20, Jesus Christ himself, the Son of God, said, "All authority in heaven and on earth hath been given unto me. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." And so you see, there is the basic difference as to whether we recognize the Bible as the authoritative, inspired Word of God, or whether it should be regarded simply as a human document. Modernists say it's nothing but a human document. The Bible itself claims to be the Word of God, and it bears all the marks of doing so. Anyone who honestly will examine the evidence can see that the Bible is the inspired Word of God and not merely the Word of man. But modernists, radical liberals called humanists, argue that man himself is God. That authority in religion should be recognized as coming not from something or from some outside so-called cosmic force, and they would mean by that the God of the Bible, but from within. Authority comes from within each person. In effect, they are saying that every individual becomes his own God. Liberals argue that the basis for morals comes not from supernatural revelation, but from one's own experiences or from a social culture. They deny that there could be such a thing as absolute truth. They affirm that truth could never be a once-for-all delivered document, as God's word plainly declares it to be. They hold that truth is not immutable, and therefore that there could never be an authority outside of the individual human being. From these premises, it was an easy step for the humanist to conclude that such matters as sexual relations are purely personal matters, to be engaged in with impunity at the whims of each individual person. And thus it is not surprising to find such views as the modern hedonistic philosophy, so-called playboy philosophy, the so-called new morality, so-called situation ethics, not only being promulgated but practiced by thousands of young people and others as well in our day. Also, it is not surprising to see a growing antagonism toward and rejection of all forms of authority and standards of morality. Having taught that there is no God, that they themselves are nothing but a highly developed level of beast, that there is no absolute truth, men have simply turned away from the Bible and turned aside to an effort to establish their own means and methods of conduct. Please do be with us next time as we continue this important study of the threat of modernism to the cause of Christ.